It's gonna take time. Actually, it's gonna take time. Probably 4 years, probably 5 years, but where you're destined to be, you're actually gonna get there if you keep on hustling, if you keep on believing, if you keep on striving and never relent. You can actually, and you will actually get to your desired destination. My name is Israel Oluwafemi Makonjola, aka Femi Max. Welcome to another segment, another episode on entertainment and lifestyle. So today actually is just full of bad news. Wow. Okay. Just a few hours ago, it was confirmed that South African rapper, aka's fiancée, Nelly Tembe, died after reportedly falling off the 10th building of a hotel. Wow, this is so sad. The family of Anele Nelly Tembe and her fiancée, South African rapper, aka, have confirmed the untimely passing of her beloved fiancée, daughter, sister, and daughter-in-law, Anele Tembe, at the young age of 22. Wow. Okay. Anele tragically passed on in the early hours of this morning, Sunday 11th April 2021. Wow. So sad. Moving on to the next news trending today is the death of the famous rapper DMX. Actually, I spoke about he's been admitted into the hospital over an alleged drug overdose. Wow. So it's been confirmed that he's dead. After being on life support for at least a few weeks, you know, man, he passed on at the age of 50. Wow. The legendary rapper and actor passed away at White Plains Hospital last Friday. Okay. Towards the next news trending today, okay, it's on Davido. Davido is actually trending on the news today. What did he do? Okay, somebody posted something about suicidal post actually on social media, and Davido kind of saw the post and tried to reach out to the boy, told him, God bless you and keep you strong throughout this situation that you are going through, and he actually offered his prayers to the person. You know, actually, this is how this stars are supposed to do, you know, reach out to people through your songs, not only through your songs, through your actions, you know. And actually, you don't know, just that little act could make a big difference. Okay, Maven's boss, Don Jazzy, recently disclosed that he never wanted Wanda Cole to leave his record label. Don Jazzy said he sent several DMs to the singer, begging him to come back. Wow. He however noted that they have worked on mending their relationship over the years, and they are actually working towards being in good terms. So, my people, this is the latest, the freshest and trending gist today. I hope you stay tuned for the next episode, where I'll be bringing to you the latest, the freshest, the trending gist on social media platform. Thank you for your time. My name is Israel Oluwafemi Makonjola, aka Femi Max. In life, one constant thing is change. Albert Einstein said, doing the same thing and expecting a different result is madness. If things aren't going your way, why not change your tactics? Why not change your strategy? Why not change your approach? My name is Israel Oluwafemi Makonjola, aka Femi Max. Welcome to another segment on entertainment and lifestyle. Your number one spot for the freshest, trending, and latest gist on the social media platforms today. So today, without further ado, I'll be talking about just one topic. Just one topic. Davido posted something on the social media today, and he said, "We are all tired." What does he mean by "we are all tired"? Yeah, he's talking about the situation, the current situation of Nigeria. So I'll be going through some comments on that post so that you know that actually the issue in Nigeria right now is critical. So I'll be going through some posts on Yaba Left, you know, and probably on Davido's profile or timeline, sorry, Instagram handle, so that you guys will see how people reacted to that post. Okay, this is from Gloria Stefu Akpabio. She said, "God knows we are tired. God knows is the..." You know, one funny thing about this is the rate at which young people are commenting. So Glory Stefu Akpabio says, "God knows we are tired. God knows it's difficult for us, but we must also know that God will never place us in a situation we can't handle. May God listen to all our prayers and bless our country, Nigeria. Amen." Ugo Chimerezi Sami said, "What if we are sinners in our past life and Nigeria is our own hellfire? Think about it." It's high time we ask for mercy. Wow. As in, the situation of the country right now demands that somebody stands up to speak out. This is my own medium. This is my own means of speaking out. Orioye Owolebi, he says, "We are not going to be tired. Admit the challenges. We are going to rise up stronger. We are going to make Nigeria work again. Though weeping lasts for a night, joy comes in the morning. To serve our father's land with love, strength, and faith, the labors of our heroes past shall never be in vain." Ye, who slapped me? Hey, Nigeria. Fakolade Olatunji Richard says, "We are tired of this country. Every year, the things, they go worst instead of betterment. God have mercy on us. Because leadership have failed to have an insight and aspiration. They are dumb and looking like a zombie." Okay, Jesse Orolu says, "As for me, I'm not tired. I will never give up on this country. I believe in Nigeria. I believe in the future. I believe in the youths. I believe in the motherland. I believe we can scale through and make it work again. Though the chorus of my song..." Okay, she said that's the chorus of the song she composed when she was in primary 5. "But still believing to meet Davido one day for it." Okay. Anthony Okobi says, "On a normal level, you're not supposed to better for anybody who voted and supported Buhari. You're supposed to sleep every night with headache and severe body pains till the end of his tenure." So somebody replied and said, "Amen to that. Thunder go fire all of them." Wow. Miriam Ene says, "When they say the Buhari don't die, we no believe. If to say this man are from this country, he for make everything better. Okay, sorry. It's she said, Miriam and I said, when they say the real Buhari don't die, we no believe. If to say this man are from this country, you for no make everything unknown. Food unknown. Gunmen unknown. Even our president is unknown. Father, forgive Nigerians and save Father Lord, forgive Nigerians their sin and save us from the hands of the unknown. Okay. Uchenna Harrison says the new format now is unknown gunmen. Why won't we have unknown gunmen? Unknown gunmen, when even the president of the country, they do us, the more we look, the lesser we are. So is he not unknown? Well, this is kind of, you know, disorganized. I wish to put this in a more, you know, comprehensible form. Okay, Joy Joseph says, Davido, your own better, because we did here, he read for us. Wow. This is kind of complicated too. Okay, she's trying to say Davido's case is better because he might not be feeling the brunt, you know, of this government, because he in a 30 BG now, so you know they lack anything. Okay, my people, that'll be all for today. I'll post the link of this podcast on my social media, so you can come under the comments and just give us your own thought about this. Are you tired of the current situation in Nigeria right now, or you feel it can be better? If so, tell me why. My name is Israel Oluwafemi Makonjola, and it's been my pleasure. Do have a wonderful day. Thank you, my people. See you same time, same place next time.